sign
thank
language.
You.
Maybe I'll use sign language.
Sometimes it may be safer. But people can read that, right?
Oh, that's right.
Not as many. I wouldn't be able to know, though.
Where is that?
No, it's Mr. Schaefer.
I know. Where's Stephen Schaefer? That's how I'm mic'd. It's a hot mic.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's a hot mic. That's okay.
It is.
It's not a big deal. It's really loud, actually. Or I'm just loud.
No, they got turned up. I was just telling you.
Oh, okay. Because.
So. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm a very touchy.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm lost. Now I'm lost. Now I'm lost. And thank you for sending the guide for the chair. HPC. I've just calmed down. No, I was just looking for the agenda.
I think it should be up. Jared should have had that up.
Yeah, but then I, of course, navigated off of it.
Do you need me to help you?
Watch the recorded hearing. No. Where is it? Regular meeting. Is it on the second page? It's on the second page. Sorry, I just had to scroll. It's a senior moment. I don't know that I need that. Is it? I guess I can start, right? Or I can let Jared finish.
Just 1 minute. I guess Jared.
Yeah. That's fine. How do you, like, click to make it open in a new tab?
Huh?
I don't know. No, it just goes to the thing. Nah, darn. Yeah, I hate that. It won't open in a new tab. Yeah, you just have to go back. Okay. Are we ready?
I think we're ready.
Yes. Good evening and welcome to the March 13th, 2025 regular meeting of the Historic Preservation Committee. May I have a roll call, please?
Member Stratton is absent. Member Thomas?
Present.
Member Euler?
Present.
Vice Chair Houston?
Here.
Chair Soriano?
Here.
We have a quorum.
This is the time we set aside for public communications to talk about any item that is not on tonight's agenda. Is there anyone who would like to speak to us about something that's not on the agenda tonight?
I've received no public comment.
Okay, thank you. Our first order of business is the approval of the meeting minutes. Are there any edits or comments on the minutes?
No, I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes as of as provided for February 13th, 2025.
Actually, there was an error.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great.
It said we were approving alternative, well, whatever, not, whatever they called it, alternative two. But that was only to replace the windows on the west and south elevations, not all of the elevations.
So are you saying it should be amended to point out those two elevations only as opposed to all four?
Correct.
Okay. I think that's something we could do.
Should I amend the motion?
Do you accept her friendly amendment, Member Euler?
Yes, I accept the amendment.
Okay.
You
I need a second.
Want me to restate it?
No, okay. You making a motion to approve the minutes with corrections that option two is only to be used on the west elevation?
The west and south. The south.
West and south. Okay. Got it. And so, Member Euler, you made the motion. Can I get a second?
I can second. Okay. Oh, may I have a roll call, please? Or a vote?
Sure. Member Thomas?
I wasn't present during the meeting, so I'll abstain.
Okay.
No.
Member Euler?
Yes.
Vice Chair Houston?
Yes.
Chair Soriano?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Sorry, it's me. I was pulling up the staff report. The next item on the agenda is the... Oh, it's not loading. Sorry. I've got a blank page. Let's see. Is it on there? Thank you. Sorry. It's the item number two, the Citywide Historic Survey. And it is the second batch, downtown batch two. And I believe we have a staff presentation.
Thank you, Chair Soriano, members of the Historic Preservation Committee. My name is Jared Rosengren, a principal planner in the Community Development Department. You are correct that last month we brought to you batch one, which was the eastern half of downtown. That was from Ash Street over. And then this month we're bringing you the western half, which would be from Ash Street west towards the Ventura River. And so as a reminder, and for the benefit of the people who are here tonight, we have been bringing these batches of DPR forms from our historic consultant as we do the city's first ever citywide historic survey. And we began in August bringing these forms. We began this process actually a few years ago. You start by doing a historic context statement, and then from that, developing themes and kind of figure out which properties to look further into. And we started bringing the Wells and Satakoi neighborhoods to the Historic Preservation Committee back in August, and basically have been rolling through them a few of the communities every month. We're now on the western half of downtown. We anticipate following this up with the west side community, and then after that we will batch them all together for certification from City Council. So this map is, or this slide is showing the downtown community with the red dashed line going down the middle showing Ash Street. And so this part of downtown is the oldest part of downtown. It's the oldest part of the city where the Chumash Village was located, where the Spanish came and set up their mission, where the American settlers came and set up their settlement as well. So it has a number of old buildings that are already designated landmarks and point of interest. This slide is showing the original town site map from the 1860s, I believe, where a lot of the street names were originally called out. And like other neighborhoods that we've been bringing, we are identifying new recommended landmarks that weren't. The downtown has been surveyed twice in the past, once in 1983 and once in 2007. And generally it's you go back 40 years, 50 years, and from the date that buildings were constructed. So because of that, from going from 2007 and now looking again, we're identifying properties that weren't surveyed back in 2007. So we're identifying some of those mid-century buildings from the 1960s that are showing up as recommended landmarks now. So that's an exciting thing for everybody. We received a question about some things that we haven't seen on some of the other DPR or the tables that we've been bringing. One is, what is the acronym BIRD that you find on the field documentation column within the table showing all the different properties? And while I haven't been able to confer with the historic consultant on how to explain this from their point of view, I did look it up, and on the State of California's website, where it stands for the Built Environment Resource Directory. And so it appears that this is really only shows up when the properties also have a state designation, state or /national designation. And so it It looks like it's a resource directory that has replaced what it it used to be called, and this is what they're using now. And so because we're, once again, we're in the downtown area, there's going to be lots of structures that are not only locally significant, but significant on a statewide, national level. Those codes are going to show up because it has those kind of attributes as well. So staff is recommending and asking for the HPC to review the proposed survey results and provide any feedback or comments, and we will be continuing to bring the next neighborhood to you next month as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Jared. Do any committee members have questions of staff? Is there anyone from the public who wants to speak on this topic?
We have received no public comment.
Okay.
And for anyone in the audience who has questions for me afterwards, this will be a very quick hearing, so I'll be available pretty soon and we can answer any questions for you.
At this point, do we just make a motion to move forward, accept this batch and move forward? If anyone, are there any comments that committee members want to make regarding this batch? Any notes?
I looked up the Smith-Hobson building. I mean, I Googled it because they're pretty prominent, and I thought that had to be an architect-designed building and or the artwork, that tile mural on it had to be. I couldn't find anything about the architect, but he did find the artist of the tile mural. And it had been on an exhibit, I guess, at the museum not that long ago. So I written an email to you, Jared, which I haven't sent yet, but I will, that has the link and the information that's in it that you can forward to HRG.
Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I recall that is a known artist. I don't have anything else to add. I think anything that comes up, I'll just email you as well.
Thank you.
I have a laundry list from other batches as well, from other neighborhoods that I haven't
sounds good
sent. All right, so do we make a motion then to move forward?
Yes, that does help us. Thank you. If you if you could do a roll call vote thing again.
All right. Oh.
Have we been doing that?
Yeah. But
I think so, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I'm making the motion. I'll just make the motion that we move forward to continue with the historic resources survey. And any comments we have, we can send directly to Jared.
Okay.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
May I have a vote, please?
Sure. Member Thomas?
Yes.
Member Euler?
Yes.
Vice Chair Houston?
Yes.
Chair Soriano?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this point, do we have any, is this where I asked for the public's, if they have anything that, no, we asked in the beginning, anything not on the agenda. I can close the
public hearing's over.
There is no public part of this. But is there any committee communication for the staff or to each other? Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I have a question about the fairgrounds. I thought that was state property.
It's kind of a quasi-state.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Agricultural Commission number 30 or something.
That was more of a inquiry, curiosity. I did have a question of staff, since you're here, Jared. I thought you would be at the Ventura River Bridge meeting at the museum tonight. Can you let us know any information about that bridge? Because it was built in 1910, 11, 12. I think it opened in 1913. I know it's structurally unsound.
Right.
So how do we mitigate the historic?
It's reached the end of its lifespan, and it's a public works as a lead on it. Planning staff is assisting for the environmental portion of the project. We've already processed the coastal permit to help them do some of the geo investigation so they could inform their design of the new bridge. That was last year at some point. And Yeah, it has been identified as a potential landmark, and that will be have to be dealt with through CEQA. I imagine it will also be coming to the Historic Preservation Committee as well. So, you know, typically when it in situations like these, it ends up being something that you can't mitigate for. So, one of the reasons for the EIR, and we'll have to have a statement of overriding consideration. So that's my anticipation. But yeah, so they do need to replace the bridge and because of safety at this point.
Okay, thanks for the update. Yeah. I'm sure we'll learn more. Yeah. Does anyone else have anything? Does staff have any communication for the committee?
Nothing major. We recently have had two applications come in that will probably be brought to you. Alterations to properties that have been identified as potentially historic. One's on Santa Clara Street in downtown area, and then another is on Main Street near the mall, the White Sands Motel. So just a heads up that you'll probably be seeing those sometime in the next few months.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful.
Are you anticipating just like maybe one more meeting on the survey?
I would say yes, but I, you know, with the caveat that I'm not really 100% sure, we have to talk with the consultant and whether one, is it going to be Ventura West Side community and then like the North Avenue community, or those be batched together? And then what do we want to do as far as, it seems like it would make sense to me and probably to both, all of you, to have at least one final meeting with final questions for the consultant and you know, so we can prep it all for City Council. That's how I envision it. And would like to hear from the committee as well if you feel like that's how you envisioned it as well.
Point of clarification, did you say we have two or three communities that are still outstanding?
We have the West Side community, the North Avenue community, Taylor Ranch, which really doesn't have any, maybe one or two structures. So I think we have enough for at least one more meeting. I'm not sure if there's enough any other communities that would need an additional meeting.
And then a meeting with HRG?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I envisioned it that way as well. Once everything was done, we would meet with the HRG and have any outstanding questions. Okay, thank you. Does anyone else have anything? Okay, I think we can adjourn the meeting then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.